Today we thought we would talk about what is the economy going to do and what does the future of construction look like in today's economy.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
Right, welcome to the Contractor's Files Podcast. I feel like I'm having trouble spitting my words out today, so I'm Ethan.
And I am Trent, and we are back again for podcast number 27.
Yeah.
And we are looking into the future today.
We are, yep. We're going to talk about the future, and this is kind of a part two, because in part one we really talked a lot about the future.
There you go.
But it was mostly geared towards technology and, you know, what is AI going to do and all that stuff, mm-hmm. which is very still relevant. But today we thought we would talk about what is the economy going to do and what does the future of construction look like in today's economy in America.
So what we've done is we called the Republicans and the Democrats and asked mm-hmm. them what the economy is going to be.
Yeah.
Is that how we got
what,
that?
What'd they say?
They said it depends on who you vote for.
Probably.
Okay, so what's the economy going to be? The question is, what is your profession, right? Because if you are in certain professions, the economy really doesn't hurt you too much, even if it goes down, right? But in remodeling, construction, that can vary quite a bit. Are you building new homes to sell? You know, spec homes is something that really gets affected if the economy yep. drops. Interior work, like let's say plumbing, electrical, those kind of things, I don't know if those ever slow down, right. no matter what the economy's like, because people always need things fixed uh-huh. in their house.
Yes.
But then big remodel jobs, they can be affected, especially commercial type jobs, yeah. depending on how the economy is.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things that play into that. I do know that we just had another bank close down or go bankrupt mm-hmm. And got bought out. There's some more on the board that may soon. So it looks like the economy could be struggling again here this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, how much will that affect yeah. our type of work?
Yep.
I would say the bigger you are, the more you're going to feel it. What do
yeah.
you think?
yeah. yeah, I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. For it depends on what kind of construction you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know in... saw this little clip from 60 Minutes in China. This lady, I don't know their names, but people who watch 60 Minutes all the time probably know who they are. But the reporter lady was over in China, and there is just thousands and thousands of vacant apartments, and they just Whoa. Have these high rises of just apartment complexes, just empty. And she had been there, I think she said 10 years ago. It was either 4 or 10 years ago. I'm going to go with 10 because that sounds better. Had been there 10 years ago to cover the story because they had all just, you know, had basically stopped construction. They were just empty and vacant. And now she's here again. And it was either the end of this, you know, I think it was the beginning of this year. And they're still empty. And she was like, oh my gosh, what? This is crazy. And I think that that's a great picture what it looks like when you are in a trend, you're in a new like new home build, you're in a warehouse build, you're in an apartment complex build, it's all new, and the economy gives out. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in an industry that's building new, I think that's the key. If you're
yes.
doing something that's new all the time, apartment comp, and this is sponsored by UPS,
yeah.
by the way. Yep.
They should give us something for
that. If you're watching our YouTube, you'll see that they just drove by. So, anyways, where was I? Oh, if it's in the new sector, if you're building new things, man, I would start trying to think about how can I transition my company into also doing remodeling. And I would slow down on the new guess. Well, maybe just keep going while the hay's there and the sun's shining. Keep going. But keep in mind that if you're in those sectors, I really think that things are going to contract.
Yeah. All the evidence is showing that things are going to get harder. And it's kind of interesting because normally in an election year, which is what we're in, 2024, normally things start looking a little better because they're wanting everything to be good for the election year. But that's not necessarily happened this year. And interest rates are staying up. The price of properties, houses are all staying up. Price of building materials are still all high.
Yep.
Everything seems to be on the high end, and yet it's not as easy for people to borrow money, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So there is definitely going to be a shift in the commercial side or the new building side. A lot of times that can take longer. So let's say we have a down year in 2024. Mm-hmm. Maybe the commercial industry will not slow down until the beginning of 2025 because maybe they're booked up through this whole year. But it will hit sooner or later, and things will slow down. On new home builds, like Ethan's talking about, you know, that catches you pretty quick. Once the economy slows down and people can't borrow money as easy, that shows up right away because you have a place you're trying to get finished and you need to sell to move on to the next one. Or maybe you got a half dozen you need to start selling. That is real hard when the economy's low. So I would be very cautious on getting into new building right now, even though we are short on houses across the United States. They're still showing that we need a lot more housing than what we have, but the borrowing's just not as easy for people, and everything's more expensive from their fuel to their groceries, utilities, everything's went up. So it's harder for them to be able to go ahead and buy, even if they need to right now.
Right. Yeah, and if you're a construction company and you are in that industry that we're saying, let's go here. I think my number one advice, besides trying to figure out if you can kind of, you know, diversify what you're doing, diversify your streams of income and what you're actually working on, is don't be taking on huge debt projects right now. Don't be borrowing a ton of money. And this is just my opinion. You can say, you know, that's stupid and I'm going to do what I want to do. Do that. But if it was me, I would start cutting back on the amount of projects I was funding with loans. And I would start trying to build up a cash reserve for my company that I could handle. You know, a 3 to 6 month downturn where we don't have as much work. And obviously in those cases, you usually have to lay off people. But if you have a cash reserve, you're able to kind of weather it a little bit longer than people who don't. So long term, I don't think that the economy is going to just crash and be down forever. Like it's just like everything. You have ups and downs. The markets always go up and they always go down. The construction industry follows that. A lot of times the whole economy, it follows whatever the whole economy is doing. And it will go down, but it will also go back up. So it's just a matter of figuring out if you have the capacity to weather the storm, the downturn. And that's what I would start thinking about. How am I going to weather you know, a 5-year downturn, and not that it will last 5 years, but start thinking in those terms, and that way you're prepared.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Because the way things are looking now, it's definitely going to go down a little bit. And when that happens, you definitely need to prepare because you don't know how long that's going to last and how bad it's going to go down. It will come back, but yet you don't know how quick that will happen. So.
Yes.
Definitely. I would be more cautious right now. I agree with Ethan on the new builds and that kind of thing. I mean, if you're using your own cash and you've got plenty, that's fine. But if you're borrowing money and you're paying interest on all that money, I definitely would scale back and kind of see what happens towards the end of this year before I did too much.
Yeah. And, you know, our advice here, we're given, it's going to, like, everybody's going to listen to it.
That's true.
So we're probably going to see a decline in new builds from this podcast.
Yeah.
U.S. government will be coming to us. Like, hey, you can't be saying those things on your podcast anymore.
They'll pay us to say that everything's doing good.
Yes. So yeah, that's right.
Keep building.
Yep. Keep going. I will also say another thing that's going to matter if you're worried about the future is where you live. And because where you live gets different treatments and where and when the economy changes. For instance, we live in a rural, more rural area of Indiana, and in 2008, when all of the housing bubble crashed and all that stuff happened, all the major cities in the U.S. like got it immediately, right? They immediately saw the housing market drop, but here it actually didn't drop until almost a year later. It started going down, and it never drastically dropped. It did go down, but it wasn't like the bottom fell out like it does in larger cities. So that's the other thing. If you are in a rural, more rural area, you might get to have the benefit of watching the larger cities, you know, their economy tank first. And then that gives you a clue of, hey, all right, let's maybe adjust what we're doing here. We you know, it might not happen immediately, and it might. But that's just something to keep in mind is if you are located in a large city, you probably don't have much warning when the bottom falls out. Unfortunately, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, that's true. The smaller towns are definitely slower at responding when that happens. And it's a benefit for them. But it's like everything. You know, you've got to weigh your own personal situation, what you have going on. How much liquidity you have as far as actual cash versus what you're trying to do. But I think we probably are trending down as much as we have for a while as far as the economy itself. Mm-hmm. We had quite a few good years there where things were really going good. Everybody was building. It was really expanding. And now all of a sudden it's like, what's going to happen this year? We don't know yet.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yeah, and that's not all bad news. Sometimes the economies, to be healthy, have to contract. Mm-hmm. And so it's probably good. And, you know, it helps with a lot of, like, inflation and different things like that. It helps kind of bring the economy back into order a little bit. But if you listen to us and you build up your cash reserve, the benefit to that is also, when the economy crashes, it is the perfect time to buy real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So I know so many people that made a lot of money in 2008 when things crashed, and they went and they bought up the places that were having foreclosure, and they got in the middle of that, and they made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Those properties eventually did come up, and so if you don't have the cash though, you're not going to be able to do that because banks, when the market crashes, banks don't want a loan like they did before, and so it's much harder to get your hands on cash if you don't have it.
It's true. It is harder to get hands on cash you don't have. But you want to definitely be prepared, because you never know. Like Ethan said, anytime there's a major downturn in the economy, there's opportunity there also. Mm-hmm. So be prepared. Don't feel like it's the end of the world.
Yep.
But yet, you're wise in that process.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and felt like we can't talk about the future without talking about AI. And I just wanted to say one quick thing about that, because I know that there's a lot of people are talking about that they're afraid that AI is going to replace them as a worker and stuff, and they're going to lose their job. So lots of statistics out there about how so many percentage of the workforce is going to get replaced by it. And I would just say, if you're in the construction industry, you got a while before AI is replacing you. Don't be worried about that. I'd be more concerned about where the U.S. economy is going than I would about whether AI is going to replace your job. And the reason why is because it's just not there yet. The technology is maybe down the road it could, but right now it's just not there. If you try to train an AI robot how to handle a complex electrical situation, plumbing situation, framing, say, it's going to be a little bit before they're there. It will come, but not yet. I think you're okay.
Oh, there you go. So don't worry about a robot taking your job.
Not yet.
You're saying not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
It will come, but I don't think so. I saw a clip where Elon Musk, they asked him who he thought was going to be president in 2024. And he said, I don't know, which AI robot do you think is going to be president in 2032? And everybody was like, he thinks AI is going to be taking over the world.
Well, if he was the one that had the chip in there, you know, maybe you'd think that's a good idea.
Yes.
Sure, I'll run the president.
That's right. That's right. It's always smart to plan for the future, like AI is concerned. If you're a contracting company, you don't want to be left in the dust. Go listen to our other podcast.
There you go.
But
yep,
it's still got some ways to go.
Well, you really need to listen to all of our other podcasts.
That's right.
You'll be a better contractor. You'll know about the future of,
yes,
you know, technology. You have a lot of information.
Yes, you will. Time you get, yep, done. This is episode 27, so you got,
yeah,
you got 26 other episodes you could go listen to right now.
That's right.
Almost 20, probably close to 24 hours if you can just listen to us all the time.
And you'll feel like you're a lot smarter by the time you're done with all that.
You might be annoyed by us by the time you get done listening to all of our podcasts, but I'm glad Trent thinks you'll be smarter.
You may feel like our wives, you're annoyed with listening to us.
Yes.
But it's okay.
Okay. All right, well, speaking of the future of estimating is definitely going to be the programs we have developed, which is right now we're starting off with a kitchen and bathroom estimator, so it'll estimate your remodels for you. It's going to make estimating those things, those projects, so much easier, so much quicker, and you're going to get a higher return of acceptance rates from your customers because so thorough and it's so quick. So go ahead and go to myestimatingapp.com and you can sign up for a free trial and test it out and let us know how it goes. We would love to hear from you guys.
Yep, check it out and start your own remodeling business today.
That's right,
with our app.
Yep. That's all you need.
And hopefully you know a little bit about remodeling.
And go ahead and buy an AI robot, and that's all you need.
There you go.
Then you can get our app, and then the robot, and then you're in business.
See? You didn't realize how smart you was going to get this in our podcast.
See, if you train that robot well enough, he might be president one day.
Oh, thanks everyone for listening. I'm Trent Keith.
I'm Ethan. You have a good week.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.